Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's special episode, we'll talk about which books you should read in order to understand crypto assets, blockchain, Bitcoin, all of these topics a little bit better. Before we get started, hopefully today the sound quality will be a bit better. We have now this filter on, so hopefully the sound should be much, much better for you guys. So a lot of people always ask me, yeah, what kind of books should I read to get into crypto, to understand also kind of the backstory of how Bitcoin got started and all of these things. And it's a bit difficult, but I would say there are a few very good books that give also, be it technical people and non-technical people, quite a nice and interesting overview over the technology and the space that we are in. Obviously, if you want a more daily and in-depth research type of knowledge, we always recommend, of course, subscribing to this channel or like subscribing to the podcast. But if you want to also learn a bit about the history or dive into more technical details, which is fine, of course. Then we also have some book recommendations that we would like to talk about. But first, let's get started with this classic. It's called The Internet of Money. It is by Andreas Antonopoulos. And it's basically a collection of talks that Antonopoulos gave over, I want to say, the last 3 to 4 years or the last 2 to 3 years. About the topic Bitcoin and the Internet of Money, so kind of programmable money. It is very interesting, but you could probably find all the talks that he gave on YouTube if you want to. If you want a short and quick, like kind of introductory read to this topic, to also give you kind of the philosophical aspects and also give you kind of the ideas of what cryptocurrency really means for this world, then I think this is a really good introduction or introductory book. It's around the 120 or 130 pages, and there are two volumes actually. And I would recommend you pick up at least one. They're not dependent on each other because every talk is kind of different from the other, but every talk has a very specific subject where he talks about things. So that one, and you can even see, I think if we link it up, yeah, you can even find all the videos here on his site. So if you're more of a kind of a visual person that learns through video, you can definitely check that out as well. But if you want to read through the book, give this a read. It's very short, very quick. Next up, we have the book called Digital Gold, Bitcoin and the Inside Story of the Misfits and the Millionaires Trying to Reinvent Money. Now, this is more of a historical book, I want to say, that kind of looks at the story and history of cryptocurrency even before Bitcoin, and also at kind of the birth of Bitcoin. It mentions all the drama, all the people, or the key people that have been involved in this process in the last 10 years and even before that. So it's a very good, a historical view on the topic. So let's say you start with Internet of Money, you kind of get like a big picture idea of what cryptocurrency could potentially do. Then you dive into Digital Gold, where you kind of learn about the history and learn about the people and all of these things. And then you actually want to find out more about what, for example, Bitcoin and Ethereum can do. And the next tip from my side is actually this book, and I have it here. So if you can see it, it's Ethereum Blockchains, Digital Assets, Smart Contracts, Decentralized Autonomous Organizations. And it's kind of a work in progress book. So don't be kind of alarmed if you see typos and other problems. It's still, it says it here, this is a preview print. This is also why it has some bad reviews. But I think it is one of the most comprehensive, so technical books that you can read about Ethereum. It doesn't talk about Solidity framework or Solidity as a programming language. It doesn't include any programming code inside, but it goes into this topic of smart contracts, of digital assets, decentralized autonomous, the DAO, and all of these things. And I think it's a fairly a good book to get started in understanding how, for example, smart contracts work and why they are so powerful and interesting for the industry. Next up, we have this book again from Antonopoulos. It's called Mastering Bitcoin, and there is a new second edition out. And this is actually a fairly technical book. So there are, I think, two chapters that are more or less non-technical. And here we can see the table of contents. And I want to say in this first two chapters, you can also get kind of a good understanding and good overview of how Bitcoin works as kind of a technology. But if you really want to dive into more the technical parts, if you want to understand how transactions work, how proof of work is built, all of keys, addresses, wallets, all of these things, then I think this is the right book. It's a fairly comprehensive book. It's very interesting. It has some code samples as well. So if you want to start playing around with Bitcoin the code, so Bitcoin Core, then this is the right kind of book. For most people, however, if you're just here for investing advice and trying to understand the technology from a more non-technical standpoint, this might be too much. So keep this in mind when getting this book. Definitely interesting, and I would recommend you look through it, but that doesn't mean that you have to understand all of the things in the book if you don't want to program for it. And last but not least, in my opinion, one of the best books, especially for investors, and this is called Crypto Assets, The Innovative Investor's Guide to Bitcoin and Beyond, which also talks in the beginning parts of the history of these different coins. And I think it gives kind of a good overview over things and then dives into more of the investing approach. So let's say you started with Internet of Money, you learned about the history and story of Bitcoin, then you dove into more smart contracts and technical aspects of Bitcoin, but now you want to understand the investing perspective. Now, obviously the investing ideas and thoughts we share here at this in this show, in this podcast, are helpful for you if you already know how things work and if you kind of know how we do research. If you're starting from the beginning, this is kind of a good first instance to check out if you really want to start investing into different things. Now, this is kind of the list I would suggest. These are five books. I want to say these are the must-haves, in my opinion, to at least get kind of up and running with this technology, with this industry. Obviously, our channel tries to educate you on everyday topics, and you won't be able to find these topics in the books because it's just very new and is very dynamic and all of these things. So if you want to take a step back and also understand where these cryptocurrencies came from, these might be the right books to really dive into them. If you have any other book recommendations or would like to understand more from an investing perspective or more from a technical perspective, please leave a comment or contact us via email. We'd love to talk about more about books and resources and all of these things. But for now, this should cover you until the next episode. We're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, and join our Telegram channel, where I will actually link all of these books later after this episode, as soon as this is uploaded. So I'll see you tomorrow. Take care. Bye.